Thank you, Mr. President. I certainly thank the senator from Iowa. Mr. President, as we debate this important legislation regarding stem cell research, we are reminded of the millions of patients and families across America who await treatment and cures for our most deadly and tragic diseases. As of Friday afternoon, over 92,000 Americans were on waiting lists for organ transplant. 17 of these people will die every day waiting for a vital organ. Scientists believe that over half of Americans over 85 may suffer from Alzheimer's disease, and at least 500,000 Americans currently have Parkinson's disease. As we all know, these kinds of serious diagnoses affect not only the patient, but that patient's family, friends, and community. Illness is a burden we all share. Fortunately, over the past century, science has turned many of our worst medical fears into manageable chronic conditions, sometimes into mere nuisances, and in some instances, has erased them entirely. Today, we stand at the threshold of a new era of scientific achievement. Stem cell research has vast potential for curing diseases and saving lives. We must recognize the enormous potential of this research for discovering new cures and therapies for diseases such as diabetes, Parkinson's disease, and spinal cord injuries. Millions of patients and their families across the nation cannot afford to wait any longer for enactment of this urgently needed legislation. I am a strong supporter and proud co-sponsor of the Stem Cell Research Enhancement Act. I have heard from many of my constituents in Wisconsin in support of this legislation, and I'm glad that the Senate is addressing this today and responding to the requests of millions across the country. As the senator from Oregon eloquently said a few minutes ago, for many people, this is a deeply personal issue. When an individual or loved one suffers from an incurable disease or medical condition, it can be devastating. Everybody knows someone who has suffered from diabetes, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, or another debilitating disease, and we all know the physical and emotional pain inflicted as a result. It is vitally important that we move this legislation into law as expeditiously as possible and provide the resources that scientists need to develop treatments and cures for these diseases. Researchers can unlock enormous potential in stem cell research if Congress will only give them the key. At the University of Wisconsin in 1998, Dr. James Thompson became the first scientist to break into this new frontier by isolating human embryonic stem cells. Since then, researchers at the university have been able to coax embryonic stem cells to develop into mature blood cells, which could provide treatments and cures for people with a range of currently incurable diseases. By further examining the potential of stem cells, scientists at the University of Wisconsin have also successfully developed neural cells, and they have even transferred these cells successfully into mice, where the cells continue to thrive. The possibilities here are clear. If technology such as this is able to expand, those with neurological disorders and bleak prognoses may now have hope. Despite its incredible promise, this research has unfortunately been limited by the President since 2001. It is time for Congress to take the necessary action to provide more stem cell lines to scientists so this research can go forward without the federal government standing in the way. The Stem Cell Research Enhancement Act would allow federally funded research to be conducted on stem cell lines derived from excess embryos created for in vitro fertilization that are no longer needed and are donated by couples for research. It is estimated that there are more than 400,000 embryos that were created for fertility treatments and are likely to be destroyed. There is much work that needs to be done to further understand the role that embryonic stem cells can play in providing answers to some of the most troubling medical diseases and conditions that affect so many Americans. The Stem Cell Research Enhancement Act will help our nation's researchers get closer to unlocking what this research holds by increasing the quality and quantity of stem cell lines available for research. Embryonic stem cell research is very important to me and to Wisconsin. I am proud that the University of Wisconsin has played a prominent role in stem cell research in this country. I know that my constituents and Americans across the country are eagerly awaiting the benefits that this research will provide. I hope my colleagues will join me in supporting this incredibly important science, which would expand our research horizons and bring hope to so many people.